Good to see everyone out. We do have quite a few seems like are missing today, but we thank you for being here. Tom and Alicia are, to the best of my knowledge, somewhere in Cincinnati, and she's going to be flying out. I'm not sure what time, but they were going down there. Again, it's good to be out. Appreciate Roger Sr. mentioning me in his prayer. Certainly, as my dad used to say, I covet those prayers, because I want to say things in a way that certainly would be beneficial to each and every one of us. What's one thing that many people want? Well, we could say a lot of things, but if they really knew what they were talking about, and they understood the importance of wisdom and what it brings, then I think everybody would say, yes, wisdom first and foremost, because then anything else I might want, certainly if I had the wisdom, would know how to get that, and I would know how to use that, because wisdom is what you need. Have you ever done something and then thought later, I could have done that better? You know, it's amazing, isn't it? I think every one of us that have made something, we see the mistakes in it. Other people come and they might not see them, or they might, but we look at it and we think, if I'd have done that just a little bit different. Or maybe we were working with someone or talking with someone, we think later, just change that just a little bit. What was I thinking when I said that? Or what was I done that? Because, unfortunately, we don't have wisdom the way we should. I was talking to someone not too long ago, and the subject came up about, in Proverbs, about why is wisdom personified as a woman. And we had a discussion about that, but that's not what the subject's about today. But it is about the fact that it made me start thinking about something, and it made me later, I was studying about some things about wisdom that I really need to know. What is wisdom? And where did wisdom originate? I mean, is it just something that just happened, and one day we just happen to have a certain amount of wisdom, and that's the way that works? Well, then, if that's not it, how does one get it then? Because obviously, we all want it, so there's got to be a method of getting it. And is everybody born with a certain amount of wisdom? I mean, is there some wisdom that's inherent to all of us? Now, I'm going to limit wisdom to some degree today. I'm not talking about necessarily just knowledge. I'm talking about more than that. But does anyone have perfect wisdom? So we would say, well, not any human beings. This doesn't happen. So that's what we're going to talk about today, is wisdom. But we're going to talk about it, I hope, in a way that maybe it'll give you a different thought process about something. In Job 38:36, it says, who has put wisdom in the mind? Or who has given understanding to the heart? Well, no one. I mean, this just happened as humans evolved, and over time they just got it, right? That's the way that works. It just didn't work one day that this whatever is up here inside of our skull started gaining some wisdom. Just not the way it works. So what is wisdom? Well, first let's look at Proverbs 8. Proverbs 8, 12 through 14. I love this definition, and we can define it a lot of different ways, and we're going to talk about more than that and maybe help this a little bit for our understanding. But again, wisdom being personified in Proverbs 8 says, I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge and discretion. So we find that this type of wisdom is more than just knowledge. It is prudence, that is being smart with what you know, and discretion in thinking about something before you just do it, and you're very careful in it, and you think it through. Depending on the translation, I've read several translations from this, and I loved every one of them, and I would say that it might be a good thing to go back, but it's kind of a God letting us know what true wisdom is. That it's way beyond just knowing something. It's knowing it, knowing how to use it, and doing it in exactly the way you should do it. And again, I'm going to go back to the question. So who all in this room has done that every time about everything? Oh, and actually, I would make an argument, we probably don't do it every time in anything to the way we should. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogance, and the evil way, and the perverse mouth I hate. counsel is mine and sound wisdom. Whose is it? It's God's. But he's, again, remember, he's personifying this as a female. He says, I am understanding. I have strength. It's all of those things. When we think of wisdom, it's every one of those things. It's way beyond anything that we might even fully comprehend ourselves. This Hebrew word used here, it means skill, shrewdness, prudence, dexterity. Dictionary.com said that, and I like this particular definition, the quality or state of being wise, obviously, but it's knowledge of what is true or right coupled with just judgment as to action. It's beyond just knowing how to put something together, if you will. It's knowing everything there is to know about that and how to do it in a proper manner and in a proper way. Sagacity, discernment, or insight. It's amazing. I mean, there's a lot to this. So, wouldn't we want that? Isn't it, if you're going to build something, wouldn't it be good to have some wisdom with it? If you're going to work on a vehicle, as Andrew happens to like to do, wouldn't you want to have some wisdom in that? Or Philip in building, as he likes to do, wouldn't you want to have some wisdom in that? Knowledge is one thing, but wisdom is much better. Wisdom puts the planning in the proper place and does everything. So let's look at this. This is what struck me about this. God, wisdom, and creation. He had and has perfect wisdom. I mean, we just assume this, but let's look at this. We're going to be taking, obviously, a lot of this from the book of Proverbs because, as everyone, I'm certain, has studied the Bible, Proverbs, the whole thing is about wisdom, but the first few chapters are devoted totally to wisdom and what you won't do, what you will do, how you exercise all this. But in this with God, it says this, the Lord possessed me at the beginning of His way. Possessed who? Wisdom. Before His works of old, before He ever started anything, what's the one thing that God had? Perfect wisdom. I have established from everlasting, from the beginning, before there was ever an earth. Huh. Well, Job 37:14-16. Job, certainly, in this, we find that wisdom is so important with God that He has it so perfectly that there's no mistakes in what He does. 14-16. Elihu, talking to him, says, listen to this, O Job. Stand still and consider the wondrous works of God. Do you know when God dispatches them and causes the light of His cloud to shine? Do you know how the clouds are balanced? Those wondrous works of Him who is perfect in knowledge? So, He not only was perfect in wisdom, He's perfect in knowledge. There's no lack of anything before He created. He showed it in many ways. Stay where you are in Job 38. And 4-24, He talks about this. Some things He talks about. Where was you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Tell me if you have understanding. Who determined its measurements? Well, surely you know. Who stretched the line upon it? To what was its foundations fastened? Well, what did He fasten all this to? What did He put the earth? Where's the foundation of the earth? Is there something there holding it in place? God questions Him more. How about the clouds? How about the waves? He said, when I said to the waves, stop here, you got to stop in verse 11. You know anything about the coming and going of the dawn and all of that? Do you know about the springs of the earth, He says in 16? Do you understand anything about any of this? He says in verse 18, have you comprehended the breadth of the earth? Tell me if you know all this. How about light and darkness? You understand that, Job? I will tell you right now, I don't care how much a scientist claim to know, they don't know any of this. They know so little about all of this, it's pathetic. And they make an argument that it just happened. And God says, do you really understand any of this? And this is the question. Verse 21, do you know it because you were born then? Did you exist before me, or because the number of your days is great? And He goes on to talk about the snow and so forth, so through this whole thing. Again, back in the book of Proverbs, He talks about all these things, and He says, how many ways I could show you about my wisdom? You have no concept of how much wisdom it took to put all this together. You don't even understand it to this day, and yet people would say there is no God. In Proverbs 3, 19 and 20, the Lord by wisdom founded the earth. By understanding He established the heavens. By His knowledge the depths were broken up and clouds dropped down the dew. In Proverbs 8, again talking about this, He said about wisdom, again personifying it as a woman, when there were no depths I was brought forth, when there was no fountains abounding with water, before the mountains were settled, before the hills I was brought forth. While as yet he had not made the earth or the fields or the primeval dust of the earth, When He prepared the heavens, I was there. When He drew a circle on the face of the deep, when He established the clouds above, when He strengthened the fountains of the deep, when He assigned to the sea its limit, so that the waters would not transgress His command, when He marked out the foundation of the earth. Then I was beside Him as a master craftsman, and I was daily His delight, rejoicing always before Him, rejoicing in His inhabited world, and my delight was with the sons of men. So let's use some examples. The earth is made for life. You see, this one planet, out of all of them, is made for life. In Proverbs 8:31, rejoicing in His inhabited world. Which one's inhabited? We don't have to guess. It's this one. In Isaiah 45, it was revealed to Isaiah as well, and he knew. These are not the only places this is said, but I just wanted to use these in Isaiah 45, verse 12. I have made the earth and created man on it. I, my hand stretch out the heaven and all the hosts I have commanded. And in verse 18, for thus says the Lord who created the heavens, who is God, who formed the earth and made it, who has established it, who did not create it in vain, who formed it to be inhabited. Wisdom. Let me tell you about a few things. Gravity. Gravity is an amazing thing. Did you know Isaac Newton's the one who discovered gravity? It was never here before. You know what he discovered? He discovered if you drop two objects, amazingly, they go down the same speed. It's not possible. It's just not possible. Wouldn't gravity, if it just happened, would it work that way? There's two forces about gravity that keep us where we are. One of them pulls us down, the other one pulls us out. At the same time. That's amazing, isn't it? That's amazing. We have gravity. Rotation, so important. Without the rotation the way it is on its axis and tilted, the earth doesn't work. Well, they've studied this for years. They figured all this out. They are the ones that figured it out, these scientists. No? Water? Who put it here, he said. Well, I was just looking at this the other day, and they said at one point there was no water on this earth, and just magically water was needed, so water came here. And what? And I'm foolish? Vegetation is very important. We looked at that huge picture of it, and we see all that vegetation. Even that is a few things. Let me ask you a question. What if he didn't have perfect wisdom? Using man's logic, what if God didn't have perfect wisdom in putting this together? What if he... I want to say this because I'm so scared and fearful of God. I don't want in any way to demean anything. But using this logic, what if he was me? How long do you think gravity would work? Isn't it amazing? Gravity works perfectly every day. I don't care if it's Emma or me at my age. If we stand upright, if we fall exactly the same speed. Amazing, isn't it? How could that possibly be? Who could think something like that up? Who could possibly think something like that up? And what if it didn't work? What if the rotation got off? Man can mess with some of these things, but there's some he can't mess with. What about the water? Why does it stay bound? Why don't one day it just float up, come over and hit the land? What if God didn't figure all this out and didn't have perfect wisdom? One day we'd wake up and there'd be no vegetation. There'd be no life. How about earth and sun? Pretty amazing, isn't it? We look at the sun being up there. Well, of course, it's always been there, right? I mean, it was probably there before, eternity? No. No. It says He made the two. He made the lesser for the night and the greater for the day. He put them up there. Psalm 19, 4 through 6, he talks about this rotation and how it makes this power path all the time. It's like a bridegroom, and as we circle around it all the time. Amazing, isn't it? Amazing. The distance is perfect. Perfect. It helps us with vitamin D and so many things. We need it for our health. We couldn't survive without it. We just can't live. So which came first, the sun or me? And I'm thinking about this, and so I need the sun. And so how'd that all work? Plant growth needed? Needed for heat. Again, if not for all this working the way it does between the earth and the sun, we don't survive. Now, question, what if he didn't have perfect wisdom in this? What if he put us too close or too far away? I can tell you exactly what would happen. If we're too close, we die. If we're too far away, we die. We wouldn't even be living. We wouldn't even have life. We wouldn't have never... It just wouldn't work. What if we know about the health needs of it? We know we need to stay out of it sometimes, and we have to be very careful about certain things. We understand that. We know that without it, there's no plant growth. We know without it, there's no heat. Amazing, isn't it? Well, what if Abed had done this? What do you think would have happened? There would be no life today. There would be none of this. It just doesn't work that way. This took perfect wisdom to put this in place. How about the seasons? We need them all. And they exist. Genesis 1:14, he certainly put all these things in place. And in Acts 14, verse 17, 14, verse 17, Paul is so happy about this, and he says, "Nevertheless, he did not leave himself without witness. There's this proof of God's wisdom in that he did good, gave us rain from heaven and fruitful seasons, filling our hearts with fruit, food, and gladness. And if we didn't have them, we know that there would be no cycle of growth. There would be none of this. Nothing that we would have today would be there. It's needed for the plant life. It goes through these cycles. It's necessary also for human life because we couldn't grow things and we couldn't do things. And some places have these shorter seasons and some places have longer ones. And the ones that have the longer ones usually provide the food for the other areas. Isn't that amazing? What if you didn't have perfect wisdom in this? What if just one time it all got messed up? Now I know man messes things up pretty good. But even with him messing it up, it still works. It's amazing, isn't it? But what if it happened? What if we didn't have them 1 year? What if we didn't go through these cycles? I can tell you right now, we'd all be dead. But God fixed it perfectly, with perfect wisdom. How about biology? We all know about DNA and how... Well, okay, we don't all know about DNA, but we all have heard about DNA. I know very little about DNA, and I've been trying to study it all my life, and I know very little. And people who have studied it all their lives and are very wise, and still know very little about DNA, and they just discovered some more things about DNA recently that they were so happy about that God's perfect wisdom put there. But without DNA, there's no continuing life cycle. It's passed on to the next. All of these things I put up there in Genesis 1. 21, 22, 24, 25, 26, 28. God did it. God created all of these things. God created sea life. He created land life. He created humans. And every one of them brings after its own kind. There's no cross between species. Each created being different. Everything that comes to life is different than the one, even though it shares the DNA. How could that be? How is it as I look over this audience, I don't see all of you looking identical so that I can't tell you apart? Every one of you is unique. Every thing since the beginning of time has had its own unique life. How could that possibly be? Who could have thought something like that up? Who could have put it in place? What just happened? Amazing, isn't it? And again, makes no sense. And in most, not all, you need a male and a female for this procreation, for this continuing life cycle. Now what if he didn't have perfect wisdom? What if the species could cross? Over time, it would be a total mess. Over time, you couldn't tell what was going on. Over time, it wouldn't work. It would be so mutated and so messed up, there would be no life. But He fixed it where it won't. I don't care what man does, can't do it. I don't care what man thinks, it's never happened, and it never will. Isn't that amazing? How about geology and geography? I love those two things. I love looking at all these things, and these huge mountains and these streams, and both of those are a study of this particular life all the way down to the minute detail. When we think of these things back in Proverbs 8, and we realize that God, again, in Proverbs 8, thought it all through, made no mistakes in it, figured out all the things that He wanted to put on this earth. He did them for His glory and for our being in awe of Him when He assigned the sea its limit so that the waters would not transgress His command. In Psalm 65:6, it talks about Him creating these mountains. He made every one of these mountains. No, they weren't just formed as this earth went through all kinds of contortions on its own and decided on its own how it was going to create itself. No, that didn't happen. In Psalm 65, verse 6, who established the mountains by His strength being clothed with power. In Psalm 90, verse 2, before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. Whether ever He made this or not, He's still God. He's still the one with perfect wisdom. He's the one that completely understands. In Isaiah 40, verse 12, who has measured the water in the hollow of His hand? I love this because I measure things all the time. And I don't care how many times I measure them. You know that measure twice and cut once? Typically it's with me, I measure twice, cut once, put it together and I go, whoops. And then I measure again. And have you ever done that? No. You people don't do that, right? You do it perfect every time. I don't care what you do. No. But God did. He measured it in His hand, it says. And all that means is, it's perfect. Exactly. The way He wanted it, with the exact amount of water He wanted. Measured heaven with a span. With a span. He did it with His hand. He didn't need an instrument like I need. Calculated the dust of the earth in a measure. Knew exactly how much dust to put here. Knew exactly how much that was needed. Weighed the mountains in scales and the hills in a balance. I just love that. It's saying perfect wisdom. He didn't need someone else to do it for Him. Did you know that granite's under the land and basalt's under the oceans? And you know there's a reason for that? I'm not going to give you all of them, but just study it for yourselves. And it's the most amazing thing when you study it, but it just happened. Just happened. No, no, no. God planned it. Then we got these mountains and valleys. Why do we have them? Because of God. We have the Grand Canyon. Oh, that happened over billions. No, God put it there. Do you know everything's balanced for rotation? It's amazing how it all works. Who could possibly think that up? What if He didn't have perfect wisdom in this? What if He mismeasured? No, not going to happen. No, that's not Abe doing this. That's not accidentally doing this. That is God's wisdom doing this. It's perfect all the time. It doesn't... Do you ever wake up in the morning and think, wow, I wonder if today is the day that this earth will just rotate out of the and go to another... No. We don't concern ourselves over it because we have faith that God fixed it to where it would work for as long as He wants it to work. And I'm going to tell you something. When He doesn't want it to work, it won't matter what man does. Well, since God used perfect wisdom in planning and creating everything, wouldn't we want to show our awe as we sung, I stand in awe of You? And then obey Him? If He's that awesome and great that He can put all this together, not make one mistake, so that it works perfectly and has for many We'll say thousands of years. We don't know. We would assume at least for 6,000 plus. That's amazing, isn't it? Then we need to obey Him. And we need to do it today. We need to know that we're going to stand before an awesome God who has all wisdom, who planned all of this. And if He can do that, then He's planned something for us eternally. That's why as Christians we believe this. Because if He can do this, He can certainly prepare a place for us where we can be with Him eternally. If you have any needs today, if you want to become a His child, please, in faith, obey Him today. Or if you have any other needs as a Christian, we would be glad to assist you. Would you please stand?